Welcome everyone to the chapter review for chapter 12. We got a lot of people here today. This chapter was pretty cool. It came out almost a month ago. And on the cover, we have Sumire with flowers everywhere. And that's awesome. And the chapter is called Thorn Soul Bulb. So on page one, we literally see Boruto facing off with who? Hidari. And he just saved Himawari and Sarada. Konohamaru is there too. I wonder what he like. What's going through his head?
Yeah, I think in terms of Konohamaru, he's getting to the point where he's trying to decide if Boruto is a friend or foe.
Well, we see on the next page, page three, Boruto literally... Is it Boruto that's saying that? It says Master Konohamaru, and then Boruto says, please keep Himawari safe. So, yeah, I'm assuming it's Boruto on the top left. And then Konohamaru is like, what? He's shocked.
Yeah, he's like, did he just call me Master? Where did that come from?
But you'd think Omnipotence would reset it?
Oh, yeah, 100%. 100%.
Yeah. I think Boruto's come to realize that. But then we see Hidari try to slice Boruto. He does his Uchiha style. And he does a hand sign with the sword. It's definitely Uchiha style. And he says wind style breakthrough. He's doing a lot of wind. And the Uzuhiko is insane, using the power of the planet. Yo, Bonk, you can chip in, bro. You got anything to say? So Konohamaru pulls up with Himawari and Sarada. But Kowaki's also pulling up. There is not a lot of talking here. It's a lot of action. And I think the anime has to go crazy with this.
Yeah, literally. 100.
Like, from the animation to the music, it needs to go crazy. All right. We're on page six. So I like how Kawaki says Boruto's aura. Like, that's crazy. Boruto literally has aura now. I think it's safe to say that Boruto is better than One Piece. I'm just getting ahead of myself. Sorry.
I agree. I've always been on that train. I don't mean to jump on the bandwagon, but yeah, Boruto is definitely better than One Piece. No doubt about it. In terms of pacing, in terms of writing, in terms of how it keeps you wanting for more, you know, like One Piece, the pacing is all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
And the quality drops a lot, constantly. It goes up and down constantly.
Yeah. I read the One Piece manga. I gotta say, I mean, Ikimoto with the fucking chapters, man. It's crazy. It's so clean, too. But, I mean, we're all waiting for the anime to move Vortex.
I mean, so, I don't mind waiting as long as they do a good job.
I think it's going to come out like 2027 or something. Like, they got to go crazy. But I don't know.
I like it when they take their time.
Yeah. No, with having Boruto once a month, that's like amazing. It really builds hype for it. So back to page six. Kawaki says Boruto's aura changed locations in the flash. Like, he says Boruto's aura. That's crazy. And he says, gotta be that space-time ninjutsu. So he knows where he's at. He's like, oh, he's probably at Team 10. Pulls up. And then when there's Jura, they're looking at Jura. And they're talking to the sensory unit. And the sensory unit reveals that Boruto is there with Team 10. Blocky's just upset already. And he's looking at Boruto standing off with Jiro. And I think this scene is like insane. That panel on page seven, at the bottom of page seven, we have everyone in there. And then there's claw marks too.
I'm just waiting on this to get animated and seeing the music that they're going to put underneath this to set the ambiance.
It's going to be different than what we got in Next Generations.
I hope
so. It's going to be crazy. This is like... This panel right here, Konohamaru has Himawari, who seems to be passed out. Sarda standing there. Sumire's on the floor. Damsel in distress. Like, she just got added in there with Sarda and Himawari. I think that's pretty funny that she, like, gets added in there. And then we have... I don't know his name, but there's that... it's like a Jonin in the corner. So, on to page 8. Konohamaru still doesn't trust Boruto. He's like, what are you plotting? He's like, showing up like nothing's changed. Do you understand your position? And Sarda's like, stop. If Boruto didn't show up, I would have died, or worse. Konohamaru is like, you know, doesn't know what to think. And then he starts helping him out. He starts helping Boruto out. He said, watch out for the claw marks. Boruto gives an order to that one Chunin in the corner that we saw earlier. He said, could you keep your focus on the claw marks, even the slightest movement of chakra? And the Chunin's like, no, you're a traitor. You have no right. Sumire pops in. She tells Boruto, this is page, tells Boruto that, they're after Sarda and completely ignored Konohamaru. And Sarda said that basically Hidari was going to devour her. And the moves are related to... She's questioning if it's the same thing as Sasuke. Konohamaru puts two and two together and realizes it's the same thing that happened to Moe. So we're on to page 10, but I gotta say, what's coming up next is actually pretty crazy and pretty juicy. So Boruto, he's dead serious talking to everyone there, and he's like, just take them down to save Sasuke. He's like, I need to save Sasuke. And Konohamaru is like, how do you have all this info? So we know this tells us that in the time skip, Boruto really actually learned more than we thought. There's more to it. He has a lot of knowledge. Where did he get that? I don't know. I'm guessing maybe Kashin Koji. Maybe he had like insider books or knowledge or information or something.
Yeah, I think it's definitely Kashin Koji. And Kashin Koji, he's probably been like training him as well.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
But, I mean, what I really liked was seeing how in the beginning Shippuden Naruto was in Orochimaru's lair. And then and basically in the beginning of Tube of Vortex, Boruto is in there with Kashin Koji. Yeah. So maybe Orochimaru has something to do with it. I don't know. Like, if he has the books and knowledge.
You think Orochimaru can, like... Because Orochimaru's thing is that he wanted to learn every single jutsu possible. So he probably has a bunch of forbidden scrolls. You think Boruto has been learning a bunch of stuff from Orochimaru's scrolls?
Maybe. Really don't know. I mean, that's the mystery of it, and that's the hype for it. Like, we gotta find out what happened. I'm sure they're gonna show more of the time skip. Like, when we saw time skip Boruto looking like a Uchiha, that was crazy. That was badass. And I think they're saving some, like, moments of the time skip. So, if we go on to page 11, Boruto responds to Konohamaru and said, "I said, focus, Master Konohamaru, or you will die." And the Chunin was like, "What? I sense a chakra moving." He was keeping an eye out on it. And Boruto's like, Boruto with his aura, he's like, stay calm. Where is it? Where is it coming from? And the Chunin's like, I can't tell. I think he's a Jonin. I can't tell. It's everywhere. And then we see like a little panel of a claw mark moving a little bit. Boruto's onto it instantly. Or I guess all of them are. The next page. Page 12, there's claw grimes that pop out of all the claw marks. Boruto's pretty calm, though. He's like, so that's the deal. Sarada, I'll cut down their numbers since you're the target of the hooded guy. You just fight the ones that come for you. Sumire...
He's not even worried about himself. Because he knows he can handle
it. He's pretty calm about it, yeah. Konohamaru said Sumire to for everyone to leave, to get away, which is a smart decision, just to get out of there. And then the next page, page 13, is absolutely nuts, I'd say. I mean, action-packed. Ikimoto going crazy, Boruto doing flips and shit. So we're on page 13. Welcome back, Bonk.
Yeah, dude, I have my mic off.
Oh, damn.
I was saying shit. So when we were talking about Kasin Shoji and where Boruto learned his stuff, there was a discussion in the manga chat about it, and I thought that was pretty interesting. But yeah, you're good.
If you want to talk about it, we can.
So basically, the theory just comes down to whether it's Boruto being taught or whether he sees and is a prodigy and learns it himself. And so the idea was with the Flying Rajin that his dad discussed about his uncle, and that Boruto was able to learn off of him even without seeing it or seeing Naruto do it. And so it doesn't necessarily have to be a Kashin Koji thing, although Koji clearly tells him when to use it and how to use it. So, yeah, that was
weird. Yeah. All right, so we're on page 13. So this is, like, just crazy action panel. Boruto slicing the claw grinds, doing the flip. And the next page, it's more. Next two pages, more action. Boruto slices him up. Sarada gets in the kick. But when she kicks the claw grind, they grab her foot. But really, it was Hidari pulling his arm through a claw mark on the claw grind.
That is so insane. Holy shit.
And then grabbing her foot. That's pretty crazy.
What the fuck is he? He's like grabbing her entire thigh.
Well, yeah, at that point, he's like turning her into a tree instantly.
You got that Sakon and Ukon from classic Naruto type of feel.
Yeah.
Remember Sakon and Ukon, the twin brothers?
Yeah. So
I wonder what happens when they complete their goal. Like, do they evolve or?
something like that. I don't know. I think they're just trying to eat. That's the goal. They're trying to eat Inotsusuki.
Yeah, I don't think they
So
know it yet.
yeah. So page 16, we see Hidari grabbing Sarada through a claw mark on the grime, but in the back of the grime we see a shuriken. That shuriken hits that claw grime, and the next panel we see Boruto's literally upside down. He threw that shit upside down. Like what? And he used flying raijin in the
Holy
pull right
shit.
up
Dude, the
with.
action panels have just gotten so much better as the series went
Yeah.
on.
I mean, the next
Dude.
two little panels after he uses flying raijin, it's like the close-ups of the heads and the faces is, oh man, that's crazy.
You know, one complaint I still have about it is that they just resort to the dashed lines. They don't really do any artwork behind it. And I feel like as a monthly manga, you should be able to put a background there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah,
They need
I
to ask
agree.
that in the upcoming France interview with Kishimoto and Ikimoto. I wish I could go. I know someone's going to ask about the Jogon if it's canon or not. Someone's going to have to.
Anti-Jogenist, I swear to
Oh,
God.
man. We need to do a Jogon episode part two
Yeah, I
where
would be down for that. I
we
have
have
my
an
own pretty good back
anti-Jogonist.
end theories about that.
Okay. We'll do another episode about that. But these action panels, like on the normal panels, everything's like straight lines. This one, there's like diagonal lines. Like the panels look like they've been cut, which is pretty cool. So then on to page 17, Boruto literally hits Hidari with the Rasengan. It looks like it's doing a lot of damage. It goes through him, breaks his arm off. And then it looks like Hidari went through a claw grime and escaped. And Sarada's like, he's gonna go heal. Everyone's watching. Konohamaru, Sumire, Himawari.
That's crazy.
So Hidari literally pulls up to their like home base spot with the cube. And it looks like he does heal. The trees around him heal him. Maybe it's the Ten Tails tree, I
That
don't know.
reminds me of the White Zetsus.
That panel on the top three panels on page 19, where Hidari's getting the trees like injected in his back and he heals. And that almost seems like that tree is a divine tree at their home base.
I wonder if they'll end up going for what's his name, the wood user who was like very needed in the war for the white.
Yamato?
Yeah,
Well,
Yamato.
that's the thing, they already got Moegi.
Oh, true. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah,
Yeah.
and she could do wood style, so who knows? We've gone all throughout Boruto, and we still haven't really seen her use her powers other than like with some novel or something. Konohamaru, we really haven't seen much from him. Like, I'm hoping in Two Blue Vortex we get to see some action with them, because in OG Naruto we got to see action with Kakashi and Gai. Like, we need to get more action from them. That's something that they're
Yeah,
lacking.
in the manga, Konohamaru is kind of a pushover, but at least in the anime, they give him a little more, especially
Yeah.
during the Ishiki arc and that whole thing.
Yeah. He's got a pretty powerful Rasengan.
Yeah, I wish they would use him in the manga.
Yeah, I know. I'd imagine Konohamaru would become Hokage if Naruto comes back and he just steps down. Konohamaru would be up next. So then let's get back to it. On page 19, Hidari pulls back up, fully healed, right behind Sarada and Boruto, literally. And he drops claw marks everywhere. And I gotta say, this part is badass. This panel,
Oh, that's a fire panel.
dude, I would get that framed and put on the wall, dude.
I'd get that tattooed on my arm.
Oh my God. It's pretty crazy, yeah. But he pulls up, puts claw grime everywhere, all around Boruto and Sarada, and then he goes back into the claw grime. He sinks in it. Sarda's like, Boruto, just go in the sky because he can fly. And then Boruto's like, no, I'm not gonna go up. And then the next page, page 21, he says, I'm gonna use the Uzuhiko at maximum output. I'll kill him with one blow. That phrase right there, I'll kill him with one blow.
Oh my god.
Bro. Did Boruto ever say anything like that in Next Generations?
It's because of his tone. He's like a badass now.
It's crazy. And Sarda's like, Uzuhiko? What is that? And he explains it right here. I think this is very important, and it's another badass panel, like an eagle eye view of all the clog arms around them. This is very important. He says, the energy of the centrifugal force accompanying a planet's rotation and panning a planet's rotation in orbit. It's called, I call it a planet's chakra, but Uzuhiko is a new Rasengan that utilizes that energy. So he's using the planet's energy in rotation in orbit.
Yeah, it's fine.
That's, I mean, at that point, this confirms that Boruto is planetary.
Oh, 100%. I mean, it really shows that the next generation always takes the step back out of the box and just creates something that no one would ever fucking think of.
I mean, he could fly. He can go in space if he really wanted to. And he can go to other planets and pretty much destroy them and devour them. He can do whatever. He's an Otsutsuki. Yeah, literally. And Sarda's asking questions again. She's like, a single shot of this jutsu can take him down without letting him escape with the claw marks. Boruto said it's possible if I don't hold back, because there's absolutely no limit to the Uzuhiko's power. If there's no limit, I mean, he can destroy the planet. I mean, would that be how Konoha, I'm predicting it right here. Next chapter, supposedly the chapter cover or the chapter name is called Konoha Fall. Maybe this is the point where Konoha gets destroyed. I'm calling it. It's probably, based off this statement right here, what Boruto's saying, if he gets into a fight with Kawaki and he has to use his Uzuhiko, it might destroy Konoha, and Boruto will be the reason, which is crazy.
You think Boruto's the one doing the destroying?
I mean, if it's his Uzuhiko that has no limit, and maybe.
But wouldn't the Uzuhiko affect only the person who it gets hit by?
I don't know. Really don't know.
I think it depends on the output of it, right?
Yeah.
Well, Uzuhiko causes earthquakes like around the environment. I mean, a while back, Daemon sensed earthquakes. So it causes other damage or like impacts the planet elsewhere besides their target.
We got to wait for more information or something. I'm dying for more information.
Yeah. But you got to remember, he says, if I don't hold back, there's absolutely no limit to Uzuhiko's power, so potentially it could destroy the village. Or maybe even the whole world. He's using the whole planet. Himawari is still passed out. She probably won't wake up till later, till this is all over with. So Boruto says, but I need to take in that planetary chakra through both feet. It has to be directly from the earth. That's why I can't fly up into the sky. And in order to kill him with a single blow, he says I'll need quite a lot. So Sarda's like, all right, I'll buy some time. And they see Hidari's hand pulling through a claw grind. And it's like has lightning. Konohamaru pulls up and does a Rasen barrier. And gets the Hidari away. And Boruto's like, I asked you to guard Himawari, and there's Sumire and the Jonin. And Konohamaru is like, I'll decide what my priority is. So he's kind of not really listening to Boruto, but trying to help out. He says, get that jutsu ready. And we see Boruto, like, charging up. Hidari pulls out again, very easily grabs Sarada. It was too easy for him. Grabs her, starts turning her into a tree. And Sarada pulls out a jutsu and does Chidori Extreme. He gets Hidari, but it doesn't do that much damage. Well, it does, kind of, yeah. And she ends up doing an arm drag right over her shoulder, throws him, or it.
That's a Naruto move. No?
Oh, you think so?
That's not really a Sasuke. Yeah, that's not a Sasuke thing. Naruto did that. Naruto yeah. did that in Naruto Classic.
Yeah, you're right. She's trying to copy the Hokage. That's her idol. But Boruto's like, all right, to be honest, he's so calm, but, well, he's like yelling kind of, he's like calm about it. He's just, to be honest, it still ain't perfect, but it's now or never. And he just goes and puts his arm on Hidari while he's flying by, and he says, Rasengan Uzuhiko. And literally the biggest fucking tornado gust of wind I've ever seen. And this panel right here is insane. You see it coming up from his feet, and the biggest panel on page 28, you see all the claw grimes everywhere in, like, a giant tornado.
Or literally made a vortex.
Yeah, literally. Shoots Hidari. His body pretty much got disintegrated. And Boruto's like, damn, it was a bit short. He says, you ain't getting away. And he throws on claw grimes, I think. And we see Konohamaru just watching, and there's Hidari laying on the ground with just his upper torso, his head, and one arm. Then Kawaki pulls up.
Yeah, he even says, damn it, he knows.
Yeah. Even Kawaki pulls up, and Boruto's like, Kawaki, really? Kawaki's like, this is my kill. He's like, hey, he's nasty with it. He says, hey, you look to be in pain. Let me ease your suffering. And he has the same kind of, like, our tree arm looking. He just blows him up. He just blows Hidari up into, like, pieces. And Konohamaru is like, ah, Kawaki, nice work. Like, praising him. Like, he didn't do that with Boruto. And then Kawaki's walking back. And then they see this fruit, the thorn fruit. We're on page 34. We see a thorn fruit, and where have we seen this before? With Momoshiki, right? No, we've seen... I mean, there's obviously a chakra fruit. Kaguya. But that's definitely a chakra fruit. If Inotsutsuki or one of them eats it, they'll definitely get some power from it. But that could also be the... it's like called a thorn bulb or something. It could also be like a life for to get Sasuke back from the tree.
Oh, yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah. Kawaki's like, what is that? And Boruto grabs it, and he says, he's like, well, you sure this is it? And he's talking to Kashinkoji. Kashinkoji pulls up. And he says, I've confirmed it. There's no mistake. It's the same as what I saw before. It's a thorn soul bulb. This right here confirms that there's more Otsutsukis out there. And it's
I said, how does he know? Like, what does he mean?
Well, because he was working with Amado and Jigen.
The experiments.
I don't know if that's an experiment or I don't know how. Maybe he interacted with Morotsuski somewhere else. Like maybe Jigen had some other stuff collected, or I don't know. But this basically confirms that this isn't the first time for this type of thing. So Boruto's like, good, he's calm. And then Kawaki literally wants to be a dick and pulls up and grabs his shoulder and says, hold up, explain what that he really wants to know. He's like, explain it, what is it?
They're like about to kiss in that battle.
Yeah, literally, yeah. And then on page 36, Boruto says, I was told it's something that will help save my master who was turned into a tree. He says, now let go of me, Kawaki, I'll cut your arm off. Tawagi said, you were told by whom? Whose info is it? He's like, I don't know. Kawaki's trying to dig deep. Kawaki hates Boruto. He's trying to get rid of him, trying to stop him. And then the very next panel, Boruto literally gets shot with, I mean, what would we even call that? It's not a rod, but like, chakra beam?
Yeah, maybe it's like a laser. Laser beam, yeah. Chakra laser beam.
Yeah. So then the next panel, we see Boruto literally has a little hole in his chest, and he freezes, and or he stops and drops the Thornbolt. Sumire and Sarada are like, what? Screaming. Sarada said, Boruto. Boruto falls on the ground with blood coming out of his mouth. You know, if they include that in the anime, they should, though. It'd be pretty badass. Yeah.
They always said it was going to be more mature after the time skip.
It has to be, Sumire also pulls up and screaming Boruto. Konohamaru is also concerned. And Kawaki's like, Delta, what's the report? And then the next thing we see is Jura in the sky. He's like, huh, I missed his vitals. And he charges up another beam. He's charging up another beam to shoot. And he's telling, and Delta's telling Kawaki what's going on.
The page just crashed. That's crazy.
We're on 39, page 39. And then we see Sarada on the ground with Boruto, and they're looking at the Thornbolt. And she remembers him saying it'll help save his master. So Sarada goes to try to get it. She gets shot by the second one. The second chakra beam. She literally gets, yeah, she gets shot right, straight through the arm while she's trying to grab it. And then she's literally like half a foot away from grabbing it. And then it just starts levitating and floating, and then it flies over to Jura. And he grabs it. And I guess.
Crazy.
It has to be the Renegons. And Jura's like, Boruto, he even knows about the Thorn Soul Bulb already. So he says, Thorn Soul Bulb, meaning, yeah, this pretty much confirms this can get Sasuke back from the tree. But that also confirms that this isn't the first time that this thing existed, and Kashin Koji knows about it. And Jura's like, he's a lot more dangerous. Jura says, very well, Kawaki alone should be enough as Otsutsuki fodder. So he changed his mind from getting Boruto to Kawaki. So this next chapter, it'll probably be Kawaki versus Jura.
That's so insane.
Yeah.
Kawaki's still going to be an asshole to Boruto. Even though Boruto is no longer a threat, now he needs to be protected, which I find hilarious.
Wouldn't he want to knock out Boruto first and then eat Kawaki?
Well, he realized that Boruto's too strong right now, so he's going for Kawaki now.
He wants to eat Kawaki, but he wants to kill Boruto.
Yeah, exactly. And he ends off saying, Otsutsuki Boruto, I've decided that you need to die. So
13 days.
Yeah, so this next chapter, who knows what's going to happen? Maybe the village gets destroyed. Maybe Sasuke returns. Maybe we see Bug's tree form. I forgot his name or its name. Going after Ada. We haven't seen Ada and Damon in a bit.
I wonder when we'll see Nue.
Yeah. They need to ask that at the little conference that Kishimoto and Ikemoto are holding in France at the end of the month.
Yo, I think
it's probably gonna be a perspective shift.
I think what's gonna happen is Kawaki is gonna be attacked, and he's gonna have to defend everyone, right? Oh, wait. Oh, sorry, my phone just went off. Yeah, so Kawaki's gonna be attacked, and he's gonna have to defend everyone. And by everyone, I mean like Boruto and the people there, because he's still trying to keep the face that he's the good guy, right? And then Boruto is going to have some sort of vision with Momoshiki or something, and he's going to wake up completely out of it. Because notice how they said Otsutsuki Boruto. They didn't say Uzumaki Boruto. They didn't say anything else. They said Otsutsuki Boruto. That means Boruto is 100% Otsutsuki in their eyes. And he's going to awaken. He's going to awaken. And we know from the previous chapters that he doesn't have control fully of the karma. He gets weakened when he uses the karma now. So he's going to lose control. He might destroy the whole village in the next chapter.
I think so.
Yeah, do you think the chapter one flashback might be sooner than we expect?
Yes, I think so. I think it's coming up close. I
imagine it being the final arc or the final fight, but at this rate, it looks like Boruto's going to pass out. That whole thing's going to happen. Baraki's going to try and kill him, and then we get to that flashback. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, so that's going to do it for our chapter review. Thanks to everyone who came and showed up. Blondie, Hinata, Bonk, Bug Hunter, everyone in the chat, L and Walls, thanks for pulling up. This was a really good episode. This is a great chapter. They're doing really good with the pacing and how everything is the story's unfolding. I think chapter 13 is going to be exciting, especially with that conference they're having soon. We're going to get a lot of information. So thanks for pulling up, everyone. We're on Spotify, YouTube. Join the Discord if you want to join in on future episodes. It's on the website. And yeah, we'll catch you later.
Thanks, man. That was awesome. Absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you guys for coming.
All right, I'm out of here.
All right, you. He left quick.
Wait, I wonder what.
He wasted no time.
Sumire was on the cover, and in some translations, it said, "What does the flower think?" So I'm wondering, like, why Sumire was on the cover.
Because she's every
single title.
She's the damsel in distress. Like, she's still part like of everything in the action. Like, she was. Like, in the panels, we see, like, suddenly she's, like, in each panel with Konohamaru or something. She made her way in.
But I can imagine Sumire must be frustrated because they told her to stick to the sidelines, like, stay out of the action. But I think she wanted to be part of the action, but they told her to stay out of the action. Because she loves...